Most of South Dakota is entering its second consecutive year of drought, with some areas even going into the third year of below normal precipitation. Natural Resources Conservation Service State Rangeland Specialist Emily Helms reports less than normal forage production is anticipated.
It has kind of a lag effect because what happened the year before is going to impact the next year's growth.
But management of grazing can buffer South Dakota grasslands and the soils beneath from the worst ravages of drought, allowing the plant community to recover quickly when moisture returns. Helms explains good grazing strategies, which limit the amount of forage removed, allows for plant rest, root recovery, and regrowth of leaves.
Another thing we like to promote when we talk about good grazing management is not starting in the same pasture at the same time every year, so those plants are able to have a little bit different rest periods throughout the rotation.
Delaying spring turnout is another drought tactic, which enables more leaf growth before grazing begins. Helms urges ranchers to develop or review their drought plan soon to mitigate impacts of drought and safeguard the health of their grazing lands.
I think it also plays into the soil health standpoint, where having those growing roots and the green grass on top will promote more soil microbial life, and having those microbes being healthy and happy will help the plants in the long run as well.
Even if normal precipitation returns this spring, Helm states forage production will be below normal, so she encourages grazers to manage their grasslands accordingly. For the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition, I'm Pam Geppert reporting.